everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 6, entitled Swear. This is our instant cast. Gary, tell us what you thought.
I thought it was a solid episode. I love the past and the present little storyline, how they kind of jumped between, but kept us guessing until the end. Like, what the hell happened to Heath?
Right. Well, we still don't know.
Yeah, we still don't know, but we just thought he left her at first.
Yeah, I thought he left her, and in the end, it looks like he had no choice. He was surrounded. I will say I really enjoyed this episode. Maybe towards the end, it kind of start falling apart, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, let's talk about the part where you said it fell apart.
Okay, it pretty much fell apart. Like, it really, really pissed me off when they did that fake Heath. Like, as soon as I saw the hair, the back of the hair, I was like, okay, that's not even Heath's hair. And then, like, what happened to, like, I immediately knew that it wasn't Heath, you know? Like, what happened to he had a little thing around his head, too. And I'm like, they're not pulling this shit again.
They pulled it again.
And I'm like, they just did this on Fear. Remember when Alicia thought her mom was dead?
Right.
A lady with blonde hair and looked just like her mom. And it's like, oh, no, it's not.
They pulled it a couple of times on Walking Dead. They pulled it with Michonne.
Well, Michonne was slightly different, but it was still the similar. Because Michonne was walking next when she was walking with a herd of zombies. And she looks next to her. And there's another lady there that has dreads. It's dead and kind of reminds her of herself. But it's always with these dreads. I'm like, there's not just millions. Well, there is.
No, I'm talking about the part where Michonne was missing or whatever. And they saw Michonne looking like with a vest on. And we're like, did they put Michonne clothes on her?
Wait, when?
Remember, it was before the, who was that? It was before Negan crew took him. I think that was Michonne. Remember, it was the episode and.
Oh, wait. They weren't trying to make that look like it was Michonne. Remember, that was just, are you talking about when Rick saw Michonne's hair tied to the zombie?
Right.
Oh, that's something different, though, because they weren't trying to make that zombie look like Michonne.
I think they were.
No, because they only had one dread tied to it. Remember, they were just letting Rick know, hey, we got Michonne.
But remember, it looked like it had Michonne vest on.
But that walker didn't look like Michonne. Remember, we were questioning.
Well, this walker didn't look like Heath.
No, we were questioning though. How did they get the
Michonne clothes on a walker?
Yeah, that's what we were questioning. But either way, this bullshit of let's fake him out. Like, come on, y'all have nothing else to do, nothing else. And then you pointed out when we were just watching this episode when it showed the lady, it was like, oh, it's a lady. Never mind. How were all the other walkers like in sand? They were all just like creepily, super old, dried up walkers.
Right.
And she was just like some fresh walker, semi-fresh walker. Her clothes were still clean, still had color to it.
Still had a lot of color for a dead person.
Yeah, she still had a lot. It just didn't make any sense. And like whoever thought of that idea on the writing staff should be fired. Like, honestly, you lose your job because that was some bullshit. It was not original idea. And it almost ruined the episode for me. I was so distracted after that.
You was.
But other than that, I will say I really enjoyed the episode. I mean, who would have known Tara and Heath, or mostly a Tara episode, who would know that you would actually enjoy that? Like, I kind of always considered Tara someone that I just had zero feelings, you know, towards or whatever.
Yeah, Tara was just always there. It wasn't like she was a strong character.
Yeah. Even, I will say, like, I saw people on Twitter and I was thinking the same thing we were watching. Because part of it, when it was showing her and she's talking to them and some of the stuff she was saying, I'm like, I don't know if that's Tara's personality. And then I thought, I said, shit, I don't know anything about Tara. Like,
yeah, we don't really know her personality.
I don't know her personality. You know if this is in character or out of character for her to say the things that she's saying. I mean, only thing we know is the fist bump, which they played hard on. Like, is that just now her thing? We've seen her fist bump like twice now, but it seems like they were pushing that hard too. Like, this is her thing. You know, this is her signature move.
Right.
But I did enjoy the episode. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm just glad she got away from the bobbers.
Yeah, the bobbers. Yeah. We got a new walker name. Oh, it was so, you know, I will say that moment. Well, we'll talk more likes and dislikes as far as, but when her and Rosita were talking, in that moment, I was like, please do not betray that girl Cindy's trust. Like, she's made you swear that you wouldn't say anything. Please do not say anything.
And she protected her 3 times.
Yeah, she saved her life 3 times, yeah.
That little girl was a savage, though.
Oh, that was so funny, though.
It's like she gave zero fucks about
it. Zero fucks.
She was like, yo, we gotta kill her, and I wanna kill her.
She's trying to get her first kill. She's thirsty for it.
I don't think that's her first kill.
No, remember Cindy said she hasn't killed anyone, and neither has the little girl. That little girl's itching to get her first kill.
So you're telling me that little girl's a savage like that, and yes, she never killed anybody?
She's savage. It's kind of like when Carl, remember when Carl killed that boy? I know I bring it up every now and then, but when Carl killed that boy, I feel like he killed that boy because he wanted to finally kill someone. Like, he didn't have to. And I feel like that's what that little girl, she wants to kill someone. She wants to, because she wants to feel, I feel like she thinks she may be part of the group when she does it. Or she may be seen not just as a child anymore, she may be seen as valuable.
Well, we got their backstory. And we know that the Negan Knights, the Saviors, killed all the men. But we need a timeline. Because if the little girl was old enough to remember, or her father was a part of it, she probably have that don't trust anyone attitude also.
Right.
So if they give us a timeline, or if that group ever come up, what are they named? Oceanside or something?
Yeah, something like that.
If that group ever come up again, then hopefully we get a timeline of when this happened.
I love that group. I really do. I hope that group is, like, seeing them and then seeing that they know the Saviors and how the Saviors screwed them over. And, like, now we have the Hilltop, we have Alexandria, we have the Kingdom. Y'all need to come together. Everyone needs to come together.
The Saviors' reach is strong, yes, and long.
Right. And it's like, how far are they? Like, okay, Alexandria's in Virginia, right? I think.
I don't know. Is it? I think it's still in Georgia.
No. They've been out of Georgia. I think it's in Virginia.
Okay.
So I wonder where this crew was. Like, where were they at? You know? I'm pretty sure there's some, like, weird walking map.
Well, they have
map.
To be far out. Because remember, he said we went further than we were supposed to.
Yes. But then that's when I saw Tara walking back. I'm like, well, how far did they go? She was walking back. But I guess eventually, it didn't show how long it took Tara to get back.
Well, you know, it didn't take, a day. Because we saw her spend a night somewhere. We don't know how long she was there. And we don't know how long she walked the next day. Whether mm-hmm. she got there in the evening. Well, it was still daylight.
Right.
But there was no timeline to that either. So it could have been a good distance.
All right. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Even it was funny when Tara gave that little girl the middle finger when she was leaving.
It was. But knowing this about the Saviors made their group all the more scarier. They didn't just kill one or two people. They killed all the men and all the boys over 10.
Yeah, that's sick. So, like, they were killing, like... So then where are the boys that were under 10? Were there just no boys over 10? Or under 10, excuse me?
That's what I'm thinking.
So she might as well say they killed all the men. All the boys and all the men. Because I didn't see not even one little boy. Or did I? I might have seen one little boy.
I don't think so. Because remember when they first showed the scene, I said that. I said, where are all the men at?
Yeah, but like when Tara was like spying on them and she saw a couple kids run around, I thought there might have been one boy maybe.
There wasn't.
Okay.
Because the kids that were running was the two little girls and the older girl who saved her.
Okay. Now they did what I've been saying Alexandria needs to do. Get up and leave. Remember they said we were supposed to work for them, da da da. But we got up and left. So
they left in the middle of the night.
There must be a way to where you can just leave. Sneak off.
They just haven't been found yet.
You think Negan's still looking for him?
I think so. I mean, they are his property right now. If you let Negan tell it.
Right.
You know, you can't just run away and leave Negan. So what do you think happened to Heath?
I don't know. He seemed like he was on a new type of way of thinking when we first went in the beginning of the episode.
I don't think it's a new way of thinking for him. I think this is who he was. He finally told us who he was. We already seen this coming from Heath. Remember, he never killed anyone before they killed someone at the facility.
Right. But now he's on that, I understand. It's either if you have to save yourself or if it's you against someone else, it's always going to be you. You're always going to protect yourself. So if the
fact... Well, he didn't say he understand. But he was just calling her out on her bullshit.
What do you mean?
Because remember, he was saying we went too far. We could turn back around. we have to eat or whatever, or we need to be looking for food. But remember, she was looking for ammo and weapons because she already had in her mind that the Hilltop gave them half of the food, so they'll be all right on the food end of it. And he was saying that, he almost said what Eden said, this is not for us, or it's not for the group, this is for us, this is what we want to do, we don't have to do this.
Okay, I guess I'll have to watch it again, because I took it as in he understood now. At first he thought what they did at the armory was wrong, but now he realizes what he did was right.
No, he still don't think it's right, because okay. Remember he said we didn't have to, or did we have to?
Okay.
And that's the same thing the little girl told Tara at the end, was you didn't have to, you made a decision and you did it.
I like that little girl. Little Cindy, I really like her. That's why I really hope that group stays with us, or somehow we go back to them, because I really liked her.
We may see them again once a war starts, because they have the weapons.
Now, how did they leave in the middle of the night? Oh, they probably took those weapons with them.
Right.
Okay, so Negan didn't take their weapons at that time.
Well, he probably didn't have time to come back and take it. Because remember, he gave Rick like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went back to their group in those 3 days, you know, he was there for a surprise. Like, where the hell they go to? But I think this whole episode basically touched on what Heath was saying at first. That the way people are now is either kill, steal, or lie to survive. And when Tara said, you know, it's funny because you know it's not true. He said, yeah, this is me. It is true. And that's the same thing that the girl touched on. And that's the same, I guess, ideology that Tara adopted when she went back. And let me say this, Rosita was real heavy with that. Like, you know anybody with weapons? Come on, we need them. We need them now. We need the weapons.
I call bullshit on that. Because it was like, why would you ask her more than once? Like, you know, right. She was grilling her as if she was part of the audience.
Right. Like she knew already.
Like she knew. And it was just like, come on, just tell me. It's come on now. If Tara would have saw what she saw, well, we know Tara saw it. But if Tara would have known where Armory was or anything like that, those would have been the first words out of her mouth. Rosita hadn't even had to ask.
Right.
So
because that's what they were looking for.
That's what they were looking for, exactly. So for Rosita to even ask Tara is one thing, but for her to grill her, it was just once again too ridiculous.
Right. And what I was saying about that is when Tara told her no, she finally accepted what Heath was saying, that we don't have to, that we made a choice. We're making these choices for ourselves. We're not making these choices because they have to be made. And that goes back to when they went to their little outhouse or outpost,
mm-hmm.
and killed everybody. They didn't have to.
Yeah, because even when Tara was telling the ladies, and she's like, yeah, these people, they were messing with us. And I was like, really? Negan's people hadn't even messed with y'all yet. Remember,
right.
You guys found out about Negan's people through the Hilltop. So Negan's people had not made any contact with you guys.
Right, so that was just a choice that they made.
Right.
They made a deal with the Hilltop to get the food. But really, they're in the same boat that they would have been in. Because now they still have to scavenge for food for them, food for Negan. In fact, they're worse off now.
And that's why I kind of call bullshit when Spencer was like, we should have made a deal with him when we had the chance. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, when the hell you had the chance?
You guys never even had a chance to make a deal with him. Like, Negan's people wasn't your enemy. Now, technically speaking, yes, when Carol was leaving and Negan's people said, hey, we were just on our way to you guys.
Right.
I don't know if they were actually going to make contact or if they were just still scoping out the area. So eventually Negan would have made contact with them, but it could have went down a whole lot differently. Because imagine if Negan would have came to Alexandria, they would have probably just shot him up right there because they would be on their own turf.
It probably would have been the same situation, that Rick's group rebelled. Well, they didn't rebel yet, but they did kill their people.
Yeah.
Negan's people. So it could have been the same situation. Just line the men up and just kill them.
Oh, no. I don't think that would have been able to go down in Alexandria.
Yes, it would have. I mean, they lined up our strongest people in the middle of the forest.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Who else at Alexandria would have been able to protect them? Nobody. In fact, we would have heard a lot more crying. What's his name? Wouldn't have been on one cry.
Eugene. Like, I swear he's been crying forever. He was crying when Tara got up there. He has a staying crying face forever and ever.
That's his permanent. That's his permanent mug now.
Yeah.
Just a cry face.
Nah. Yeah.
Should put the. Somebody need to make a meme and put a Jordan face on him.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. But yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. I liked it. I mean, there's going to be some stuff, especially when we watch it a second time, there's going to be some stuff where we go and we're like, okay, I didn't notice that, or just, I actually call bullshit to that, but we'll see. Other than those small complaints, I will say it was definitely more enjoyable to watch than last week's episode.
It was.
And then they said only two more episodes in 2016. So I don't know if they mean that in January they won't be back, or are they going to take like a 2 month break? Because I think they take like a 2 or 3 month break.
Well, when they said 2016, yeah, you're right.
That can mean anything. Like, mean, oh, anything. We'll be back January 1st. Or...
How many weeks are left in 2016?
Yeah, so we'll see.
So they might take a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, well, usually I think they take 2 months. So who knows? We'll see. You'll see if that's it.
So it'll be mid-season?
Yeah, like the mid-season finale.
Okay.
All right, you guys, we would love to hear what you thought of the episode. dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin, facebook.com/verdictsin, and our website, theverdictsin.com. Until Wednesday, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Peace.